And welcome inside the Backstage Pass. Always a busy day. And, of course, getting close to the weekend. TGIF, thank goodness it is tomorrow. And crazy weather day down here in Texas, too. I can't believe how crazy this weather is, too. Storms all day long. But I tell you what, somebody would know Houston, Texas very well, where I'm at down here, too, as well. I know the weather can be unpredictable. And her music is unpredictable right now, but she's one of the rising stars in country music as we're here on KKTC, True Country 99.9, and our friends at HighTideCountry.net. A good friend of the show, Julia Cole, to the program. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
It's good to see you, no doubt about it. But the weather's so been crazy in Texas here today. It's just
my parents told me. My parents have been sending me screenshots of the weather, like literally all day. I'm like, because they had a flight, so I was like, I hope you take off fine.
It's been crazy, girl. I tell you, I've not seen storms like this come through this week in quite some time. No doubt, it's been pretty amazing. It actually closed schools, some flooding on roads. It was pretty bad, but hopefully there's more rain expected tomorrow too. So it's always a big thing there. Hey, speaking of big things, you know, I can't believe it's already a year removed when I was at the Grand Ole Opry watching you perform with Brantley Gilbert and that whole slew of just great artists. Randall King was there and so many great performers. Just talk about that for me real quick, and we'll get to the EP here in a second, but which is fantastic and available across all the streaming platforms. But stepping in that center circle had to be night you'll never forget, right?
My Grand Ole Opry debut was the best day of my life, easily. Mm-hmm. It was so magical. And like you said, I'm from Houston. My whole family is from Louisiana. So I had about 40 people from Texas and Louisiana come up to Nashville for my debut. And when I stepped in that circle, I literally even just said to the crowd, I was like, I'm sorry, y'all, I just need to take a second. I should just soak this in because I don't want to let this moment go by without me appreciating it. And I think I had a bunch of artists gave me that advice. They were like, take the moment in. Like, don't let your nerves rush you through it. Because a lot of people go on the stage and they come off and they just like blacked out for it, you know? Like, it was all such a rush. So I made sure I stood in there and I was just like, okay, Elvis Presley stood right here. Johnny Cash stood right here. Dolly Parton stood right here. Vince Gill stood right here. Garth Brooks stood right here. Reba, like every person that is iconic has stood in this circle. And I could feel it. Like when you stand there, you can feel the energy. Even if you're not a musician, because I've had other people who told me that they got a chance to like step in the circle and they were like, you like feel the energy.
No doubt, too. It's almost just like you feel it there, too. And like I said, it just takes a moment of that instant energy to get inside that center circle. And it's almost, some people say, just transparent. And it really is, too, as well. And it's almost cathartic at the same time. And it just has that special feeling. And I tell you what, just sitting in the upper deck, because we went at the last minute to grab those tickets, myself and the team, and went up there to the top two and just watched a magical performance. And it's something I'll never forget there, to be there for the first time you had stepped foot inside country music's Mecca Hall down there, too, as well, no doubt, the Grand Ole Opry. Hey, talk about this on the flip side of it, you know, mixing a little sports conversation. You got to watch the hometown Houston Astros just a few weeks ago have the opener. You sang the national anthem at Minute Maid Park in front of a sellout crowd when they played the New York Yankees. Talk about that feeling and just that moment in itself, too.
I absolutely love getting to come back to Houston and cheer on all of my sports teams that I grew up on. That's how I started singing. For anyone who's watching who doesn't know my history, like, I was not doing music before my volleyball and basketball coaches asked me to do national anthems for my games. And then I started to do the anthem for everything in Houston. And that is actually what gave me the confidence to think I could go do country music and perform, because I was in front of 75,000 people at a sold out season closer. And anyway, that opening day for the Astros, I got to meet 50 Cent, which was so cool. I was so pumped about it. Like, I won't fangirl around, I don't know, pretty much anyone that's like, definitely not in the country music scene, even though like I love their music. I see them more as like collaborators and people who I do shows with and things like that. But when I saw 50 Cent, it was just like, no way. Like, this is
starstruck
the coolest
thing. Yeah,
it was,
no doubt, too.
It was so fun. I brought my grandparents. So they got to come down and stand right behind home plate with me. And then I sang the national anthem, and then I also sang God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch.
No doubt too. Well, I was tuning in, no doubt too, because that was the opener for the regional sports network down here, Space City Home Network, and a good buddy of mine, Todd Callisi, had the play-by-play, and he said, "You know what? It's the beautiful voice of Julia Cole singing the national anthem right there." I said, "Yeah, good friend of mine too, Todd, no doubt." I even texted him afterwards. I said, "You know what? Superstar in the making in country music too as well." Hey, let's dive into this "Life After You," which was a fantastic EP you guys released before this acoustic version. We got to play a song on KKTC. This morning, which was Texas and Louisiana. Talk about just how this came together from the release of the original EP, which were the tracks, and then you guys making an acoustic version of it here just April 19th that came out.
I love to make acoustic versions of pretty much everything that I release, because a Nashville staple rule that I was taught here is that if a song can stand alone with just the lyric, the melody, and an acoustic guitar, that's when you know the song is great. It's not depending on some crazy production or to be distracted by a cool beat or whatever. It's like the raw and the real. And especially with this new EP, I mean, even the full production is very organic. And I didn't want anything to get in the way of these songs' message. And, you know, it stemmed from, I'm sure you've seen the messages, but there's a few videos that I posted vaguely explaining the called off engagement that I had this summer. I was engaged.
I remember.
Some things happened. Had to move on from that. And this EP is just detailed song by song, each step of the heartbreak process that I went through. Mm-hmm. And about 6 months after I went through something, that's when the songs are coming out. And it's actually going to continue through this entire album. Like, the song that's coming out in 2 days is also, it's just the next step in the process. It kind of takes us from the heartbreak into the healing a little bit more. It's called Tequila Helps.
I love that.
But, like, throughout, you know, Bulletproof was a song. That's the first song on the EP. That's a song about starting to see the red flags. Mm-hmm. And Texas and Louisiana, or the second song is called This Ring. And that song is about the really difficult question of, what's worth fighting for versus what's something that's wrong that you're supposed to walk away from? Because I didn't want to make the wrong decision either way. Mm-hmm. Should I stay or should I go? And then the third song is like, it's time to go. I've seen everything I need to see. Mm-hmm. God hated showing me the proof he knew I needed, but I got it and it was time to move on. Mm-hmm. And so Texas and Louisiana is the like, I'm ready to go song. And then the fourth song is a letter to my ex's mom. When you break up with someone, you also lose the family. It's just how it works in most situations. And this is a letter that I can never say to her and, you know, doubt she'll ever hear, but it's more, it was just kind of therapy for me to be able to get it out. And thousands of people have sent me messages just telling me that they went through something similar, and that song's connected with a lot of people. And then the fifth song on the Life After You EP is called Life After You. And it's about just existing in the world that you used to have a partner in by yourself again, and trying to navigate that new feeling, because you're going to a lot of the same places and doing a lot of the same things, but you're just doing it by yourself now, which is a massive difference. And I kind of realized that I didn't just, that song is also for me about some of the people who I've lost in my life who've passed away. The exit that I talk about, like I almost take your exit every time I pass it, is actually about my old producer and publisher, Laurie White. She passed away from cancer very suddenly. And I used to not only be over there to write and produce songs almost every day, but in multiple of the summers that I didn't have housing when I was at Vandy, like when I was in college, I would live with her. And so they had like an apartment above the studio that they let me just stay in, just crash. And so every time I pass exit 196, I almost take it, because it's where I was home, you know, it was home for a while. And then so that song, it also is for anyone who's lost someone that they love and spend all their time with.
That's where I connected to it too. Yeah, because I actually just lost a family member unexpectedly last fall too, and it just took a turn for the worse. And I connected with that one. The Life After You was so just, I mean, cathartic, beautifully done, angelic. I loved it too. The message was so good, and it just really hits you right to the core when you miss that person so much, and you can't live without them, but you know moving on is what you have to do, and then you're going to see them on the other side one day too as well. It's a fantastic song. Great EP. Make sure you guys go check it out across all those streaming platforms, and visit juliacolemusic.com for more there. We got to take a time out here because otherwise Julie and I could just keep talking, but we got to pay the bills, right? Somebody's got to do it around here too. And of course out there too, we'll be at the Grand Ole Opry CMA Fest 2024, presented by these sponsors here too as well, June 6th to the 9th out there. Having a lot of fun backstage at the Grand Ole Opry for the 42nd annual Sunday Morning Country, hosted by Brenda Lee. We'll be there on June the 9th, and of course June 7th at Teddy's downtown right there on Broadway, doing a great event, interviewing a lot of great artists with our friend Mike Kenny at Nashville Universe, and a whole lot more there too. And of course Fanfare X, the CMA stages are all crazy. It's going to be a great time, and you've partaken in one of these before, so these is I just cannot wait to get to the first annual, for me at least, CMA Fest coming up there too. And of course Fanfare X, all the information is at cmafest.com. and of course we're presented by CMA Fest 2024 by our good friend Jonathan Bond out there, the best in country Christian music. Check him out at jonathanbond.com too. A word from our other sponsors, more with Julia Cole, hightidecountry.net, and our friends at KKTC True Country 99.9. stay tuned.
The Caden Gordon Show, today's best country mix, is a two-hour show playing independent and mainstream country music you know and love. Be sure to check it out at thecadengordonshow.com for more information on the show.
The Bangtail Pour is comprised of a sweet corn mash base. The front has a subtle sweetness and not too sharp. It has notes of a medium char or white oak for a smoky flavor in the middle, and the tail has a super smooth and warm finish.
Go behind the scenes with some of the biggest artists in music today with the Backstage Pass, powered by the sportsguyspodcast.com. Join Brandon Morrill and his co-host Kirsty Krause as they talk to rising stars and legends about their music careers. Listen to their latest tracks and learn fun facts about the men and women behind the music you love. And be sure to tune into the Backstage Pass Monday through Friday from 3:30 to 6:30, powered by the sportsguyspodcast.com. And welcome in to the Backstage Pass. And of course, tonight, listen in prime time, 6 to 7 Mountain Time, the LMNOC streaming app. And of course, out there, 99.9 in your car, True Country in Taos, New Mexico, and up into Colorado. You'll be hearing this interview later with us and Julia Cole if you're missing the live version there too, on our great station out there too as well. Hey, take me back a little bit to love this album when you guys put it out, Country Sugar. First of all, I just love the title of it, which was fantastic too. And I know these songs just had to be one of your deepest albums to put out, a lot of the songs that you connected with too as well. The title track on, girl, you set it up. It's like a good serve in tennis, and you knocked it out of the park.
Thank you. Country Sugar is, I love that album so much, and that song specifically, like at least for the last few months of touring, we've been ending every show with Country Sugar, because mm-hmm. it is just, I mean, that song smacks, and it is so fun live. So like, if you're coming to a show, make sure you mm-hmm. learn the words to that one, because we always end our set with some rocking out Country Sugar.
I love it too. And there's also a couple others on there. Be the Whiskey. Let's dive into that one a little bit.
Oh my gosh. So this song, you know, it's funny. I can kind of listen back to some of my other songs and mm-hmm. and pull from them like, you should have been seeing that as a red flag back when you wrote it. But it's a song about when someone loves the whiskey more than they love you. Mm-hmm. And they are fully willing to give up what you have because they cannot handle their alcohol. And the song is not sad. It's not a point the finger kind of a song. It mm-hmm. is a flirty, try to reverse psychology them out of drinking. Like, let me be the whiskey. Lean on me. Let me be the heat that you need. And that's what the song is trying to do. But it comes from a place of like, why can't you love me more than the whiskey, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I tell you what, another one on there, too, that really caught my attention. You guys had a little feel with this before. It was actually part of the Country Sugar album, Whole Nother Margarita. That's a fun song.
That's a Papacito's inspiration right there, exactly. Let me tell you.
Houston, Texas staple down here is Papacito's,
you know,
no doubt.
It. Every time I'm there, I go to a Papacito's, and it's funny because mm-hmm. I had a show in Houston the same week that I also had to fly to Texas for the CMT Awards. Mm-hmm. And so someone was asking, like, did you just stay in town all week? And I'm like, no, I was in Texas, two different cities in the same week, came to Nashville in between, still went to Papacito's both times. So they were like, why do you have Papacito's on your story like every day this week? I'm like, it's the best.
You know what Houston, Texas is all about, where to find quality and authentic good Mexican food, no doubt too. Some people don't know that when you go west out that way, because I'm in Beaumont, so I know Houston very well, and including San Antonio out there too, to get that great.
Oh, Beaumont. That's why you like Texas and Louisiana.
Well, because you mentioned Beaumont in the song. That's why I love it too, you know. Gas I made that connection with
Pit Stop in Beaumont.
See, you're right. Been here all my life pretty much, except for the 6 years living in San Antonio. So just know the Texas connection you and I have. I remember when I first met you, I just knew you were going to be a global superstar back. I think it was 2020. I started this show in 2019. It's been a 5-year mark for us already. And I just knew when Best Worst X came out with our good friend Alexandra Kay. Talk about that one, because that was one of your most highly streamed songs, highly successful songs written. People are having a great time with this. They understand the lyrics and they can all make a connection with a tune like that.
I was with my friends, Rachel Womack and Josh Ronan, when I wrote that. And Rachel and I were just kind of tossing back and forth crazy X stories just for fun, because we were like trying to find something that we wanted to write about that day. And I was like, look, I know that this is too crazy and there's no way this is going to make it into the song. But one of my exes, he hung the watch that I bought him on a tree branch and shot it with, I think it was a pistol, but we said rifle in the song. And like, she goes, girl, that is the first line of our song. So we straight up used that lyric, and then we just used some of the other crazy stories and just put the whole thing together. But it's something that's so wild that like it almost has to be true. Like who would make something like that up to put in the song, you know? I think that first line is what grabs everybody. They're like, what? You know? And then the chorus is just a fun sing along. Like it, for me, that chorus gives me the Carrie Underwood Before He Cheats, or the Miranda Lambert like Gunpowder and Lead. For me, it's that.
No doubt. Hey, talk to me about this. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, but another just a great song that went viral out there too, Side Piece, because this is another one that really had a lot of fun too. Well, I believe you guys had a EP called Honey Child that it was on at the same time too as well. But I remember Side Piece was just a fantastic song. One of my favorite ones you put out, and this really tells a great story too.
Well, Side Piece was a song that a lot of people connected to. I mean, I posted it and woke up the next morning, had millions of views, like 20 or 30,000 people made videos lip syncing to the song like overnight. And they all learned the words, you know, and it just kind of, it details all the different excuses that someone might make up if they're lying to you and actually cheating. And they're going to call it anything in the world. And you know all of the stories that are going to be told and how conveniently you're just not able to be at the lake house at the same time that they're going to the lake house. You know, there's just a million things in that song that I think the fans were like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what happened to me. This is so relatable.
Yeah, you actually put that on the original record. I remember the one first albums you put out was your Julia Cole album, which was on there as the second tune. And I loved also, too, let off the album there. Remember, we talked about this, too. It's been a minute since we talked, but I remember Hold My Hand was another special song for you guys, too, because that one really talked about just so many different things about needing that person in your life, and just got to have that touch and that feel. And it's such a great, great tune to lead off your record. And that was back on your Julia Cole record back in 2021.
It's a fun one about basically realizing when you're finally ready to be public with someone. You're like, you're past the talking stage and you're like, okay, we're gonna walk into this room of people that we both know, everyone, and we're gonna be holding hands, and it is gonna cause a scene. There's gonna be some tea after this, but we're gonna walk in holding hands. We're ready.
Y'all did a cool, before I take it next time out, y'all did a cool music video. I love checking out music videos, just kind of seeing where they're shot. But Life After You was an acoustic version of that music video that I caught on Apple Music out there too, the one that I just choose to use for my streaming out there too, and loving it. But how much fun to put a music video behind a great tune like that too, and then just knock it out of the park with your great team that put out a great music video.
Which one are you talking about?
Life After You. I saw an acoustic version of that one out there, too, on Apple Music, which was there.
Thank you. Yeah.
Beautifully done, too, for that particular music video.
I appreciate it. Oh, we, my team works really hard to put together everything that we have for every song. And the music videos for me, especially on this EP, have been taken to another level. And there's a lot more intention behind them all. And you can kind of get a lot more details about the song by watching the video than just listening to the lyric.
True. Yep. I love that too. And that's the best part of just doing the music videos, because I know y'all had one for Life After You, which was an acoustic one. And of course, you actually did a full length music video too, as well, which I love that one. And I believe I saw one for Your Boy was out there too, as well. That was another great
Every single song has a music video. Every single that. One of
that.
Them.
Yeah. See, not everybody does that. I love the authenticity of just watching it tell a story on a screen and listening to it on radio, stuff like that, or listening to a track on your streaming service is a little bit different. Would you agree? I mean, watching it, the feel of it as you go through to shoot the video compared to just listening to a track on radio?
It's completely different, and it also gives like my team an outlet to be even more creative and mm-hmm. add more to the story. Like in Your Boy, it's so cool. Obviously, like my ex was a baseball player. We film it on a baseball field. It's got all of these like kind of hidden messages in it. But the coolest thing to me is that I got to actually wear my dad's old baseball uniform in mm-hmm. it. So like my name is on the back, you know, it says Cole on the back, but mm-hmm. it's my dad's college baseball jersey, which I'm like getting to pull pieces of my family into mm-hmm. my story is special to me, because I've realized I have so much clarity now on my biggest and most important messages. And, you know, one is obviously empowerment and confidence, but the other is just the importance of family. And if you're blessed to have an incredible family, to not take it for granted and to mm-hmm. put all your time and energy into, you know, cultivating that family. But if you weren't blessed into an amazing family, knowing that you can do that in the next generation and you can start that family, and it can be your best friends too, if like that's where you have to go with it. But for me, I wouldn't know what to do with myself if it wasn't for my core Cole team.
I love the last name Cole. It's just a great baseball player name, because one of my favorite players was Garrett Cole, who used to play with the Astros. Might remember that mm-hmm. name too as well. And
I know that's why whenever the Astros give me a jersey, I have them put Cole team on the back, so Cole that people team. Don't think I have one of his jerseys.
Yeah, he went to the arch rival New York Yankees. And I got to ask you about that, too, because I'm going to come back and get a prediction from you in our final segment here, too, because our baseball team's not doing too well for the first 30 games of the season so far, too. I still believe. I got my heart out there, too. Wear the heart on the sleeve as a true fan, but hopefully they right the ship.
It's not time to peak yet. It's not time.
We're a second-half team, right?
We save that for the second half. Just everybody keep healthy, right. Stay loose, and stay when it's loose. Time to kick it into gear.
So don't trade Bregman. Don't trade anybody, right? Don't give up on players right now.
No. Not when they've done so well before. Everybody gets in a rut.
We do. 7 straight American League Championship Series. That's pretty much good on the resume right there. We'll take another time out.
I wouldn't change a thing.
You wouldn't change a thing. She answered my question, no doubt about it. Hey, team Cole. Cole team's not going to give up here. And, of course, not giving up. The positive, uplifting message of country Christian music out there is our good friend, Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Jonathan Bond out there, proud sponsor of CMA Fest 2024, June 6th to 9th in Nashville. Will be there. The stages, the Ascend Amphitheater, Fanfare X, the whole nine yards. We'll be having coverage there with the biggest and brightest artist in Nashville, Tennessee, all made possible by our friend JonathanBond.com. And a word from Bangtail Whiskey coming back, final segment with Julia Cole here on the Backstage Pass, HighTideCountry.net, and our friends at KKTC True Country 99.9. Stay tuned. Final segment coming up.
The Bangtail Pour is comprised of a sweet corn mash base. The front has a subtle sweetness and not too sharp. It has notes of a medium char or white oak for a smoky flavor in the middle, and the tail has a super smooth and warm finish.
The Caden Gordon Show, today's best country mix, is a two-hour show playing independent and mainstream country music you know and love. Be sure to check it out at thecadengordonshow.com for more information on the show.
And back here with Julia Cole. Again, Life After You, the acoustic EP is across all those streaming platforms. I got to ask you about this because fantastic to see you and Carly Pearce, Ashley McBride, Lainey Wilson, Megan Maroney, this girl empowerment movement now, this women of country, which I think has taken it to just another tier out there too, between songwriting and recording songs and putting it all out there and laying it on the line. I love this. How excited are you to be in this class of the ladies that are kicking some ass right now?
It is an honor. I feel like I need to pinch myself every day. It really is amazing.
I love it too. And the songwriting is just getting better and better and better. No doubt about it too out there too. So about time, ladies, get their due. All right. Favorite shows to binge watch during some downtime. What do you like to watch?
I'm actually not watching anything right now. I kind of go in phases, and I think some of the things that have been favorites for me in the past, I loved Friends. Friends was amazing. And Schitt's Creek.
I remember that one.
One of the funniest shows. I absolutely loved it. And then I'm like big on old historical dramas, like things that are based on the real history of everything that happened, like Rain, or, you know, anything about European history in general, I'm fascinated with. So that's kind of the nerd in me coming out.
All right. I tried my hot chicken the first time at the CRS this past year. We got there too. Went to Hattie B's, went there. I started at medium. I couldn't go two levels below or two levels above. But one, are you a hot chicken fan? Two, is that your spot? And if not a hot chicken fan, what other restaurants do you like to dine in at in Music City?
Prince's is the OG hot chicken place. So I feel very like kind of nose up about all the other hot chicken places just because they're not the original. And that I think people think that Hattie B's is. But anyway, I've had all of the, like, I've had the spiciest level you can have. It is too spicy. I mean, I have to like dunk it in ranch and then drink, like chug water afterwards. And I like spicy stuff. Like I'm Cajun, but the really spicy one, I mean, it sent my sister into like a literal heart attack. She was like, she couldn't speak. So yeah, I definitely would recommend sticking. I like the hot, but don't go to like, one of them's called like, I don't know, Clucked Up or something.
Like, yeah, something like that.
It's like crazy hot. Don't do that. It's like comes out like black from seasoning. Like it's just so seasoned that you can't even see the fried part of the chicken. I'm like, that's just gross. If it's like you kind of just want to try it, bucket list, like whatever, do it. But like have some ranch dressing and some milk ready.
Give it a little bit of that offset of the taste right there from the spiciness to do that. But no, I think the medium is good. I'm actually going to try Prince's this time when I go there too as well, because you mentioned that as the OG, and that's one to take a look at there too. Well, hey, I tell you what, I know you got to run. You got a big event coming up tonight too as well. Invite everybody to check them out. The acoustic version, Life After You, came out April 19th. She's fantastic, part of this next phase of women's country movement with all the great ladies in it too as well. Always welcome back here on the show. And good luck the rest of 2024. I know we're going to be hearing from you again. All this great music coming out too as well. Congrats on all the success. And I cannot wait to do this with you again. And thanks for being a big part of what we do here on the Backstage Pass.
You're the best. It's always so great to see you. And thank you for having me and for all the continued support. It means the world. And you are an OG part of the Cole team.
I love it. The old Cole team. I will stay on that train to ride all the way, man. So like I said, I feel like sometimes it's like we're going to go off the rails. That's the latest signal for Brantley Gilbert. We'll be seeing Brantley coming up next week. And right now, Team Cole, Cole team is off the rails out there too as well with this beautiful EP. And guys, if you don't make the connection with Texas and Louisiana, you've never been to Beaumont. I can't help you with that too, but I can give you some feedback on what that's like from Texas and Louisiana from two Texas natives here on the Backstage Pass. Thanks to our friends at HightideCountry.net and, of course, KKTC True Country 99.9. Best of luck with the event coming up tonight. Check her out at JuliaColeMusic.com and go stream Life After You across all those streaming platforms out there. Get those spins up and deliver the artists some mailbox money. We all need mailbox money these days, so go ahead and get that, get some merch while you're at it too as well. Love Julia Cole out there too, and look for big things happening for the rest of 2024. We're back tomorrow for another show, and of course next week a slew of shows. Doug Grave, the Marshall Tucker Band coming by, and a whole lot more over the next few weeks. Pam Tillis gonna make an appearance here on the Backstage Pass as well. Looking forward to that too. Country royalty out there too as well. We love some Pam Tillis. We'll see you guys on the flip side. From all of them, this is Brandon saying good night. Have a great night.